IIC.
Welcome back, everyone, to the night session we go. Two-way semifinals, third-round consolation is about to begin. As the teams will come out here and the two-way will get underway, we'll get the semifinals and the third-round consolations. Had a chance to catch up with Coach Dave Winger just moments ago as the Blue Demons were down on the mat. And here's the conversation we had about this round for Albion.
With me now is the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, head coach Dave Winger. Coach, really good day for the Blue Demons. Great tournament here. Bryce, obviously, come up on the short side this morning, but what a great season after the injury. And you love the fight and Bryce Leshen, and gave us a lot to cheer for. Two losses in sudden victory. But what a season Bryce had, and it's just so much fun to watch him compete.
Yeah, it sure is. Bless his heart. He works so hard, and the family deserves it more than anything. I love the Leshen family. They've given a lot to our program over the years. And, you know, right from Mike all the way through Nick and Tom and Kevin, I mean, it's just a legacy that they've built for this program. So, you know, if I want it for anybody, it's for that family. And Bryce came up a little bit short. That's the bad news. But the good news is, you know, he has another year. And as we look forward to that, I mean, he's going to be ready to roll next year. So I'm excited what the next year holds for Bryce.
Well, let's talk about Blake Lawless. What a tremendous job he had in that last match. Unbelievable. Great win for him. Continues to wrestle so well at 145, and he is a lean, mean wrestling machine. Getting down to 145, tremendous move.
Yeah, earlier we talked about that. I think we made the right call with Blake, and again, a kid that just goes about his business. Something that I didn't mention on the radio earlier this afternoon was the workmanlike effort that he gives. I mean, the kid never questions a call that we make as coaches, and if we tell him to do something, he's going to do it, and he's not going to complain. I mean, some kids will whine and complain about it a little bit, and Blake's not going to do that, or at least not to us face-to-face, but sometimes the decisions that we make, I'm sure these kids question what we're thinking, and it's times like this where we can go back and say, you know, we really do as coaches think about these decisions that we make, and I thought we made a really good decision for Blake, and that was a decision that we made across the board. It wasn't just me, it was all of us sitting down and figuring out what was best for him, so it ended up paying off, so I'm proud of Blake.
Chance to keep his an opportunity here to wrestle for a third place finish, and he's got a tough matchup.
He does. The Charles City kid, and we haven't seen him. And I did a little homework this afternoon on that. And we've got some head-to-head common opponents that I mean, you can look at if you want to stretch it out a little bit. But the bottom line is we're wrestling for another step on the podium. And I'm really not going to do a whole lot of homework. You just go out and you wrestle and you give the best effort that you have. That's one thing that we talk about a lot this year, and you know that. We talk about attitude and effort, and you're in control of two things. Those kids are in control of two things, and that's their attitude and their effort. So that's all we can ask. I mean, if I asked Blake on the way in when he was wrestling Max there in the quarters, I said, you're responsible for two things. What is it? And he gave it to me. So, you know, if he continues with that attitude and effort, then we can't ask much more out of Blake.
Those two words are the perfect elixir for success, and that's Carter Isley.
Yeah, no question. It's going to be a blast, man. It's addictive. It seems like we talk about it every year, and we're the thing that we're blessed about with our program is that we're given the situation, you know, we're given the opportunity every year to maybe take it one step further, and it just keeps eluding us a little bit, but it's sure a fun part, a fun thing to be a part of. So we'll keep plugging along, and we'll keep doing the things we need to do in order to put ourselves in those positions, and if God allows it to happen tonight, I'm going to celebrate with everybody, and it's not necessarily that we deserve it, but, you know, I'd like to think that we deserve it, I guess, if you want to think about it that way. But nothing is given to you in this sport, and Carter will earn it, and we're going to celebrate. I'm telling you, if we can put a couple matches together, I know the Creston kid that we wrestle tonight. Again, our schedule, we talked about it earlier, allowed us to see that match early in the year, but there's been about 2.5 months that's gone by since that matchup with the Creston kids. So, and Creston is absolutely known for getting their kids ready to to wrestle in big time situations like this. So I'm worried a little bit, but you know, that's why we get involved in sports, is to experience things like this.
Coach has got his suit pressed and ready to go.
Absolutely. You know, I should have taken it to the cleaners, but I wanted to leave a little funk on it from last year, so that's all right. You know, if you don't smell bad, you're not working, right?
That's what they've been telling me in the broadcast booth. Dave Winger, head coach of the Abbey Blue Demons, and we're about to get ready to go here in Class 2A semifinal consolations.
Gabe Rupke on the mat for the Chargers. Just underway here at 106, the third round consolation semifinals to set up the finals for tomorrow night. And Gabe Rupke taking on Gable Sapirda of Central Leon, George Little Rock, a freshman.
Consolation match here in Class 2A, 106 pound. It is Gabe Rupke. And how about the wrestling fan that must be his parents? They named their son Gable. Gable Sieperda from Central Lion, George Little Rock, and Gabe Rupke are out on the mat. First period action here at 106 pounds. Early takedown right now for Gable Sieperda. Sieperda with the 2-0 lead. And we'll go to the second period here. And it will be Sieperda on the bottom. Gabe Rupke covers. Nice little stand up there by Sieperda. And he gets loose. That's a 3-0 score now for you. Sheridan Chargers, thanks for listening in on 96.7. Great matchup here for you. Brought to you by the Lucas County Health Center. Gabe Rupke on his feet, trailing 3-0. Just underway second period action here at 106 pounds. This match here will determine if these wrestlers are going to try to be able to get some third place points or the best that they'll be able to do, I believe, Coach Cochran, will be fifth if they lose here. Would that be right?
Seventh?
Well, no, semifinals, if you're in the consolation and you lose, the best you can do is going to be seventh place. If you win, it puts you in the consolation semifinals, which will be wrestled tomorrow. But as far as what we have right now, we have the semifinal matches on mats 3, 5, 4, and 6 with the consolations on the end. And just to kind of fill you in on the semifinals at 106, you have Josh Keller, which I from Columbus Junction, 42-3 junior, going against Noah Fry, and he finds himself down 2-0. Here early on. The other semifinal at 106, well, is apparently not on my track wrestling here, but we'll give you 113.
Ryan Steffen and Brennan Doble.
Okay, Steffen and Doble. Looks like Doble's leading at 6-3. The 113-pound semifinal, Union, who's in contention for a state title, is Derek Holschlag against Devin Fally in a 0-0 tie. And the other 113-pound semifinal, well, that's Doble and Steffen.
Yeah, I had the wrong one.
Yeah,
Gabe Rupke on his feet here at 106 pounds. 30 seconds left here in the second period. Nice setup there for Rupke. Tries to get in on single leg. Ooh, gets a little bit out of position. And Gable Sieperda is able to get behind. And that's a two-point takedown for Sieperda. That extends his lead to 5-0. A couple of takedowns to go with a escape here in this match.
Well, the 106-pound semifinal should have been Thompson versus Millage. And I don't know if that's in relation to Joe Millage or not. It can't be, really, because this kid's 39-1 coming in here. So,
third period, we're going to start on our feet. Gabe Rupke, the Sheridan Charger, on his feet. He's up against Gable Sieperda. Sieperda from Central Lyon County. That's George, Iowa. And there's a single-leg shot in there by Sieperda. Rupke counters with the sprawl. Now he's got the front headlock in on Sieperda, trailing 5-0. Gabe Rupke going to try to make some third period magic here at 106 pounds. All the wrestlers that we talked to you guys about from here on out are place winners here at the 2015 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships at Wells Fargo. And there is a nifty little snap down and shuck, and Sieperda gets behind Gabe Rupke, and he will get that takedown.
Well,
7-0.
Here's why we couldn't find that match is because Millage of Cresco Crestwood pinned his opponent in 53 seconds over Thompson. So he finds himself into the finals, and that absolutely cannot be any relation to Joe Millage.
Well, we'll call a Millage tomorrow in Class 2, 806 pounds. It'll be a Millage on the mat.
He's a freshman, 41-1, 42-1 now.
Trying to be a four-timer. Oh, Gabe Rupke in a little bit of trouble here. Half Nelson being put in there, but he wipes it off and gets rolled back over without any back points being awarded. Now, crossbody right in here by Sieperda. His first name's Gable, but I'm not going to call him Gable because our wrestler we're watching is Gabe. Gabe Rupke on his stomach now with 21 seconds left in this 106-pound consolation match. He is trying to get out, unable to score thus far in this match. We're going to wind down through the final 15 seconds here. Rupke trying to make a little magic here. Now Rupke gets a stand-up. Granby roll. That's a good move when you're in a little desperation. And Granby's off the mat with 4 seconds to go. It's all Ciprida here at 106.
We'll try to bring you Josh Keller, who was in the district there with Rupke.
Yep.
And actually, Rupke beat Keller, yeah, I believe, at districts. And Josh Keller from Columbus Junction, who beat Rupke at the Centerville Big Red Tournament, finds himself in the semifinals, and he's winning his match by a score of 3-2.
Well, Gabe has been so close, and he's going to go down to defeat here. 7-0 the final score here. What a great freshman run here.
Yep, he has a great season going, and a little tough luck for him there, but he's still going to wrestle. He'll wrestle tomorrow, and we'll be looking forward to that one. So Gabe Rupke from Sheraton, great match. I want to thank the fine folks at Community First Credit Union. They've got a store there in Sheraton.
Yeah, right next to my office there on North Court, across from Hy-Vee.
All right. Now, why do they call it North Court? Because the street runs east and west. I'm curious. That's a curiosity about Sheraton.
Well, you know what?
I'm curious.
I think I've been calling it North Court for years. Had an office in Ottumwa, North Court.
North Court.
And that's why. But it's a court.
Just court?
Yeah. Okay. So thanks, Joe, for helping me out, brother.
Hey.
Sending people the wrong place.
Doing the best I can with what I got.
Josh Keller's up 4-2. There's 3 seconds left in the third period. Looks like he's going to find his way into the finals, a junior, 42-3. A great season. And he's going to be going against Millage, the freshman.
Well, Gabe Rupke of Sheraton still in a chance. Going to have another match tomorrow. And we'll have that tomorrow morning in our consolation semifinals and finals.
That's always nice to see some. I mean, we kind of want to root for the district that we were
absolutely
in right there. You know, and Josh Keller, 106 pounds. He's going to be in the finals. You're going to have Rupke. He's going to be looking for a state place, see how high he can finish.
Both the 106 contestants from our district find themselves on the podium.
Absolutely.
That's good stuff.
That is great stuff. 113-pounders are on the mat right now in championship fashion. And we've got, looks like Brennan Doble with an 11-4 lead. He's from Clear Lake. And Ryan Steffen, his opponent, from Crestwood Trails.
I'm going to go ahead and mark him in. I'm going to go ahead and mark him in, Joe. That's all right.
Brennan Doble.
Going to have 126. Tristan Clark's going to come out here just any second. He'll be taking the mat for PCM.
Hey there.
Looks like he might be going on.
Hey, we got Matt number four. You were talking about our district. You got Brennan Swafford, a freshman, who was leading the match 7-6, finds himself on his back and just gets pinned. Swafford gets pinned by Brock Rathbun, who I believe is a returning state champion from Center Point Urbana, 48-0. Swafford was leading the match, got put on his back, got pinned.
And Tristan Clark from PCM is on the mat, guys, and he has a chance to wrestle to the finals here if he gets this win over Bryce Everson of Comanche. 42-4 is Everson. Tristan Clark, 43-3. These two are very similar wrestlers. And here is a takedown by Tristan Clark. He's out in front, 2-0, just underway here at 126.
We're going to have Brad Irwin out here, I think, on mat number two.
I need to give out a shout-out to my little nephew, Grant. He texted me earlier. He said, when's Irwin going to wrestle? I said, bud, you just stay tuned until about 7:30.
Hey, he's right back on mat four. He's on mat four.
We're going to bring you the action right here. So, Grant, if you're listening, I know how much you love wrestling. You need to give up that basketball stuff you're playing. I mean, you're four foot nothing.
Well, how old is he?
You weigh 70-something. He's in sixth grade. And you got to start getting here where the action's at.
He'll grow.
But if he does that, maybe my son Caleb will finally get on board here, you know, and find a way to start wrestling here in the next 2 or 3 years.
All right, Brad Irwin on the mat right now, and he's in on a single leg. It's Brad Irwin from the Centerville Big Reds. He's on mat number four. He's up against Chase Leanhard from Crestwood. Back-to-back Crestwood semifinalists here, and nice job there by Leanhard. Getting out of that single leg. Now there's an underhook by Bradley Irwin from the Centerville Big Reds. He's got the red leg bands on, in on a single leg. Good aggression there by Bradley Irwin here. First period action. Off the mat, out of bounds. No score here in this semifinal match at 132 pounds.
At 126 PCM, Tristan Clark's out in front, 2-0 over Bryce Everson Comanche. Final 10 seconds of this opening period in this semifinal contest. In both these matches between Irwin and Clark, the winner will wrestle tomorrow night.
Irwin gets caught in a throw and taken down and does a great job to get out of it, reverses him immediately and keeps the score at 2-2. Irwin was on his back, got rolled through, and then got the reversal. It's 2-2. Irwin covering Lienhard. Lienhard from Creston is on the bottom. Irwin trying to lock up a cradle. He's got the crossbody ride in on the right-hand side. It's the right leg against the right leg. Now, Irwin tries to cast over. He's going to try a tilt. Brad Irwin on top of this opponent from Crestwood. It's a 2-2 tie. Irwin is covering with a crossbody ride with 38 seconds left in the first period. A nifty throw there by Lienhard with 1 minute to go in this first period. And he took Bradley Irwin to his back, but Irwin rolled right through it and was able to get the reversal before any back points were awarded. We're going to have a stalemate here with 28 seconds to go. It's 2-2. Semifinal action here, 132 pounds. Bradley Irwin on the mat for the Big Reds.
Tristan Clark with a 2-1 lead here over Bryce Everson of Comanche. A locking of hands, a penalty on Clark, and Everson gets his first point. Everson started this second period in the down position. Clark has ridden him here for the first 45 seconds of the second period and leads for PCM 2-1.
Bradley Irwin trying to hang on and get a stalemate here on a switch. He caught the trailing leg on the re-switch, and it was a real good job there by Lienhard. He is cat quick out there, folks. He hit that switch so quick, couldn't believe that Bradley Irwin was able to catch that trailing leg on his re-switch, and he does get through the period. It's 2-2 going to the second. Irwin has his choice. He decides to take down immediately, so Irwin gets set. No break here in this action.
Tristan Clark of PCM out in front, 2-1, 58 seconds to go, second period, over Bryce Everson of Comanche. And he brings his wrestler back down to the mat. He's riding him out here into 50 seconds to go, second period. Let's get back to Bradley Irwin.
Cross body ride in here by Lienhard. Now he gets off that. He's up on the arms and a stand-up and an escape by Bradley Irwin. He takes the lead now, 3-2. Wrestlers on their feet with 1:44 to go here in the second period. This is 132 pounds semifinal action for you folks here on 96.7. If you've been enjoying that Thunder Country sound, you are listening to the greatness that is Iowa High School Wrestling here from Wells Fargo Arena. It's the semifinals in Class 2A. Bradley Irwin in on a single leg. Nice sprawl back there by Lienhard from Crestwood.
Another locking of hands over here by Tristan Clark, and two locking of hands are the only points that Bryce Everson has, and we've tied it two with 23 seconds to go, second period. And now a reversal for Everson, and he leads Clark 4-2. 4-3 on the escape now.
Bradley Irwin keeping the pressure up on Lienhard as we close down through the last minute of the second period. The shots have been taken by Irwin. Lienhard with a nifty little toss there in the first period got his takedown via that toss. Irwin now shoots in and keeping the pressure on Lienhard, and Lienhard is warned for stalling here with 42 seconds left in the second period. It's Bradley Irwin on Lienhard now. Now Lienhard in on a single leg.
Over here on the 126 contest, Tristan Clark for PCM starts in the down position to be in the third and final period, trailing by one. Here is a reversal taking place if he can get out the back door, and he's going to get the reversal. Tristan Clark will take the lead, 5-4 your score here. Tristan Clark of PCM with 1:43 to go in the contest.
Leave it right there with you. We got a break in the action for blood time out here with Bradley Irwin.
Well, Clark on a reversal. Clark gave 2 points to Everson on a couple of locking of hands. And then they got caught in a reversal, then reversed to Everson, and now leads 5-4. Bryce Everson of Comanche, the opponent. But right now, Tristan Clark of PCM is 1 minute 18 seconds away from getting to the finals tomorrow night.
Bradley Irwin back on the mat on his feet, gets in deep on a single leg, elevates, trying to get the trip. He's right near the edge of the mat, gets the trip, takes him down, and gets 2 point takedown, and he takes the lead. Bradley Irwin takes the lead. He's 5-2 now. He's up.
Bryce Everson, again, has given another point, tied up at 5 after the locking of hands.
That should be 2 points for locking hands the third time, I believe.
Well, they did not give him the point, and he did. He got the 2 points. So
yeah.
It is 6-5 as Tristan Clark is trailing here to Bryce Everson.
Third period action at 132 pounds in the semifinal will start with Bradley Irwin covering Lienhart, leading 5-2. Sit out by Lienhart. Nice job there. Brad Irwin was waiting on it. Now Irwin with crossbody in. Minute 50 left in this match at 132 pounds.
We're going to have a stalemate go back to the center of the mat here. 44 seconds to go here. Tristan Clark of PCM trying to get the win over Bryce Everson of Comanche in the semifinals here at 126.
Brad Irwin covering his opponent with the crossbody ride, and that is eating up time. He's got a minute and 35 left to his championship hopes.
And Tristan Clark comes from behind after a long shot. A single leg that was in there by Everson. Now it looks like Clark has got to Everson on his belly. Breaks him down, gets the takedown out in front, 9-6. 20 seconds to go. Tristan Clark, and he'll get the two back points, and that'll make it 9-6. Let's get back to Bradley Irwin.
Bradley Irwin is riding his opponent with a minute 12 to go. We're going to have a stalemate call. It's a 132-pound semifinal showdown. Centerville's Bradley Irwin on top, 5-2.
Tristan Clark, PCM, 3 seconds to go. He's going to get the win. We got another Southern Iowa boy into the finals. Tristan Clark, PCM, with the win, 9-6 over Bryce Everson of Comanche. Let's get back to Bradley Irwin.
Bradley Irwin's got the chicken wing in on his opponent, Lienhart from Crestwood. Lienhart working hard, trying to get to his base. Bradley Irwin working just as hard. He's got the pressure on the shoulders. He gets off the hips now. He's been riding back there with a crossbody. He gets off that crossbody. He's up top now. He's got the chicken wing in on the left side with 45 seconds to go, leading 5-2. Working real hard. No chance for Brad Irwin to get called for stalling, but we're going to have a stalemate. Stalemate. Looked like Brad Irwin had that chicken wing locked up, tightened up, but couldn't quite get the arm barred on the other side.
Oh,
chicken
buddy.
Wing on the left, arm bar on the right. Wow, we got a barn burner here for you, folks. Great match. We want to thank all the fine sponsors, including CNC Cycle. Now Brad Irwin is going to cut his opponent. Real quick stand-up there by Lienhart. I think Brad Irwin was waiting for that sit-out again. That sit-out worked in the second period. Now it's a 3-5 score. Bradley Irwin with 25 seconds to go. He's got a stall call to give here, folks. He's actually got two
Come
to
on,
give.
Bradley.
And with 19 seconds to go, he might be thinking about that. Now we're down to 15 seconds. He's stepping back. He's stepping back. He's doing what he needs to.
Yep.
He will get called for stalling. There's
yep,
the
there
stall call with
11 seconds.
Go.
Now he just gotta
come forward. He's got one more to give.
Yep.
He's got one more to give. A shot here by Bradley Irwin. It would be over.
Well, there's a shot.
Now there's gonna be a stall call again. Ooh, a shuck down behind by Lienhart, and Irwin hits down, gets
seconds.
Underneath of it, and he will advance to the championship. It is Bradley Irwin
hey!
With a 5-3 win.
How about that, Southern Iowa? Bradley Irwin from Centerville is gonna join Tristan Clark from PCM in the finals, along with the young from Oskaloosa.
Coach Cochran, what great mat presence that we saw there from Bradley Irwin in the closing seconds. He knew where he was on the mat. He knew where he was in the match. He knew what he had with the stalls to give, and it was execution perfect.
One thing Bradley does very well is he keeps really, really tight pressure on his opponent. And, you know, as a coach, you can't say enough about pressure. He's done a nice job staying on his feet, getting the takedowns. I'm proud of that young man. It looks like he's probably going to be taking on Dustin Reed, an undefeated senior. But, hey, we got there.
Into
one match
the
at a
finals.
Time.
It's
so
a much
other...
more fun process calling these
Amen,
championships
brother.
On Saturday
Amen.
Night when you've got a dog
Absolutely.
In the fight.
The other thing, we've been talking about that district, we got Tristan Clark that made the finals. And Tristan got second place at districts. He lost to Swofford from Mediapolis, and Swofford just loses in the semifinals to Leisure. So it's going to be Clark who gets second
we
in the
saw
district
that
in the
106.
Finals. Yep, and he's going to be taking on Ryan Leisure.
Well, 145 is coming up, folks. Blake Lawless is going to be coming out here in just a moment. He's going to continue to wrestle to try to get to that third-place finish on the podium. No worse than a eighth place finish here for any of these
any
wrestlers.
Any of these wrestlers that are competing tonight will be on
here
the medal stand.
Is a guaranteed winner. Let me just show this one to you, buddy. I know you'll appreciate it.
You know, another match I've been following, trying to find and figure out who's going to be taking on Brock Rathman, 120 pounds. You got Ryan Schmalen versus Braden Curry, and they are in the second overtime here on mat number five. Curry's taking the lead 4-3. Actually, it's in the, well, be period six, the second overtime.
All right.
Here's a winner. Darlene Maddie enjoying
her catfish dinner that she got at the KZ Hall tonight. Yeah, that Friday night fish fry, a very popular fundraiser for handicapped in Monroe County.
Well, we want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line, 641-799-1437. That win right there brought to you by CNC Cycle, Cargill, Hy-Vee of Albia, AgriVision of Albia, Homestead of Albia Assisted Living Facility, and Double D Repair.
All right, we are just moments away, folks, here from having
Blake Lawless.
Blake Lawless out on the mat. And we probably got a couple minutes, but let's send it back to the station for 1 minute, and we'll get ourselves regrouped after that great Centerville Big Red win by Bradley Irwin. He's in the finals tomorrow. Tomorrow night, that is.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament right here on your sports leader, KIIC.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Proline Building Company's high standards for quality, honesty, and customer satisfaction keep Proline Building Company busy. Proline works hard to get the job done right and on time, whether it's an agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, or storage building. Want it done right? Go to iowadreambuilder.com and call now.
We're helping build your dreams at the Proline Building Company.
Proline Building Company is currently looking for skilled, reliable construction workers. It's a great job with a great company. Call Proline for details.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171. Eric Powers at G&P Insurance.
The Albia cheerleaders are ready. Are you?
Woo!
Hey. We're not number five, not number four, number three, number two. We're number one. Let's go, Blue!
On Barkema.
That is the Albia cheerleaders getting ready for Blake Lawless. Are you ready, Blue Demon Nation? Blake Lawless going to come out here in just a second. And then later on this evening, Carter the Iceman Isley trying to get another one of these Southern Iowa wrestlers into the finals.
We should be saying Southern Iowa Nation right now.
That's it. We are one.
We've got Tristan Clark in the finals. We got Bradley Irwin in the finals. We're going to have
DeYoung
Carter Isley
in the finals.
We got DeYoung in the finals. You darn right.
It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night.
Trying to figure out who Bradley Irwin's going to wrestle in the semifinal match at 132 pounds. You have Carter Barkema versus Dustin Reed from Bellevue, who's 48-0, and he leads the match by a score of 5-2.
I'm just laughing because Centerville says, go Bradley, and Kevin Cochran is the best-looking broadcaster ever. He's got a face for TV.
Yep, don't know who that is.
That's got to be your daughter.
Yeah, she loves you. 0862. I know who that is. I don't know if I want to say his name.
I hope it's not your wife. You're trying to guess on who it is.
I don't want to know if I want to say his name on the radio. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No.
Well, here's what we got to say. It's all right. Yeah, it's Russ Oker. Russ Oker's listening.
He's a friendly competitor.
You're 98.7 KMGO morning show. Listening into the wrestling here.
Well, I'm just glad to have his ears on this station.
But he said, go Bradley, and that is a great Southern Iowa wrestling fan there. And we take him in from everywhere here on 96.7 when it's wrestling season.
Well,
we love you. If you can hear us on 96.7, we love you. And it is a great night for wrestling. And we're just moments away from Blake Lawless at 145 pounds. He's going to take one of these outside mats. It'll either be 7 or 8. One or two. Right now, we've got 138-pounders going on one and two. We've got a 132-pound match on, 138-pound matches on the others.
So we've got text. I want to get these texts here real quick because keep up the good work. Way to go, Brad, and all from the area, Big Red and Blue, Ed and Cheryl checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue. Listening at the Casey Hall in Albia. Well, we're glad to have all of you along. Stay right here. Blake, the Bulldog Lawless, is on deck at 145.
I hope the KC Hall's serving lots of fish dinners tonight. I do want to give a shout-out. Hey, Russ Oker, we appreciate you listening in tonight. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Darren Carson, who's probably listening in. How about Chad Kessler, who's been pushing that meat up there at JK?
Yeah,
and Justin Zapdal, who keeps those trucks rolling there at Zapdal Trucking. It was fun to bring the broadcast of your nephew, John Mulaney.
And this is great high school wrestling, and I do believe we are going to have on mat number 8. Is that going to be? Nope, we're not going to have. We're going to have him on mat number 7. Here's Blake Lawless, folks.
Here we go. Blake Lawless, and he's got a cheering crew back there called Rhonda and Ben Mason, cheering on the Big Blue on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. This Albia Blue Demon Wrestler brought to you by Quality Ag, Albia Motors, Jim and Charlie's, Lathrop Construction, and Tharp Funeral Home in Albia.
Don't forget Summers Insurance. We've been enjoying the great voice that is the face of Summers Insurance all weekend long. Blake Lawless is on the mat. He's checked in with the score. He is going to be wearing the red leg bands. He gets those strapped on, one on each ankle.
Well, here is what Coach had to say about Blake and what he needs to get to do to get the job done in this contest.
For Blake Lawless, we just need to continue to do the things we've been doing. I told him earlier to ride the horse that got him here, and he's going to ride the horse that got him here. Attitude and effort, two things that he can control.
Well, those are two things that definitely define Blake Lawless, and when he gets on a horse, he takes it for a ride, and he's on the mat here.
He's in on a single leg with 4 seconds gone in this match. He's got it elevated, and he's trying to get the trip. Blake Lawless gets the elevation. He's right at the center of the mat. It's the A from the Ankeny Hawks mat right there. That's the lucky mat for Blake Lawless right now.
We'll rebrand that A for Albia.
He's got the A. He's got the trip, and he can't quite get behind. He's still got the leg, though. He's got the leg. He's got elevated clear of the ceiling. Can't quite get that trip, though. Now he gets it. He's still got the leg. It's above his head now. He's got his leg elevated above the head. Now he dumps him to the mat, gets a two-point takedown. Blake Lawless opens the scoring here in this 145-pound consolation match.
Wow, he was like a bulldog in there getting that leg, and then he turns it into a takedown, and he looked like Travis Zapdal with that leg way up in the air over his head.
He's got an opponent from Charles City. That's a Jake Nickel. Nickel's a senior, 37 wins on his season, and now Nickel working in on a switch out, and he gets a reversal on Blake Law. So Blake's on the bottom now. We're all tied up 2-2. Hey,
just
1 minute left.
Just kind of
in
filling
the first period.
The Max Thompson, who the opponent Blake Lawless lost to earlier in the tournament, wins his semifinal match by a pin in the second period after he was leading 8-0. You talk about a tough opponent in Thompson.
He's pretty special, darn athlete. He's going to go for a four-timer, 55 wins on his
Lawless with the stand-up gets the escape. He's ahead now, 3-2. Albia Blue Demon fans listening in on 96.7. Blake Lawless on his feet again.
Let's go, Blake, from the Hermsons. Roll Demons on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Blake with a nifty high single-leg trip to start the scoring here. And then, after reversal, he gets the escape. We've got 17 ticks left on this first period clock, and we're going to have a stalemate. It only took Blake Lawless 4 seconds to snag that leg in this first period. He's got 15 ticks now to try to get something else going.
Carter,
he leads 3-2.
Coming up in a little bit at 2:20, but right now it's Blake Lawless, 7 seconds to go, first period with a 3-2 lead. Clock ticking away in this opening period.
Snap down by Lawless, but it's too late. It's an elimination.
He looks good, though, Joe. He really came out. That in the confidence, we talk about it, Coach, getting that first takedown oftentimes can really be the difference maker.
I don't know what the percentages are, but it's very high. First takedown wins.
Blake Lawless will have to cover to begin this second period with a 3-2 lead.
Nichols down. He tries to stand up. Blake gets back on the hips. Got a corkscrew right in there now. He's got the left arm through, but he...
He recognized that was going to be an escape, and he gave it up instead of getting reversed like he did the previous time.
3-3 the score now at 145 pounds. Albia's Blake Lawless on the mat against Charles City's Jake Nickel. They're on their feet. 3-3 tie. 1:30 left here. Second period action from Wells Fargo. Mat number 7. This is a consolation match, but this is a metal match. Ankle pick. Ankle pick by Blake Laws.
Hang on and keep some leverage here.
He needs to elevate him up. He needs to come up.
That's what he's doing.
Come up, elevate him up, and try to get this done without potentially dangerous. He needs to reach around the back and try to get it up and score. But he's keeping his hips under him. He's got scissors on, but he's got that arm in there, which makes that legal.
All right. Well, Blake's going to come out the back here.
Come on, Blake. Keep turning.
If he could get his arm loose, he's got a right arm that if he can get loose, and it's a stalemate.
Dang.
Well, that was a close to a ankle pick takedown for Blake Laws. We've got 55 seconds left here in the second period. Blake Laws all knotted up 3-3 with Jake Nickel from Charles City. It's north versus south here at Wells Fargo.
Southern Iowa wrestlers already into the finals. Blake Lawless trying to work his way to the third place.
There's a double leg in there by Nickel. Nice job there by Nickel, sensing that Blake Lawless gave up a little bit of momentum at the edge of the mat, and they did go off the edge of the mat. And now Blake Lawless, wrestling from his knees, now gets back up. 35 seconds left here in the second period. Lawless, if you'll recall, started this period in the down position. He busted out. Now a snap down by Lawless.
Just missed. 25 ticks left here in the second period, tied at 3 at 145.
Actually, it was Nickel starting in the down position, so Lawless will have his choice in the third period. Now he's tied up.
Well, get a takedown
wrestlers
right
in a collar tie there, and a snap down attempt by Nickel, and a re-snap down by Lawless. And now Lawless with double underhook, but it was a power move by Nickel, and Nickel gets him to his back, and seven seconds
to go. Hold on, Blake. You got to hold on here. 6 seconds. Give yourself some time. Fighting off his back. 3 seconds. Two. Blake.
He's going to get out of it, but that was just Blake Lawless got overpowered right there. He got his hips a little bit too far under him, trying to throw, and it was Nickel with a bulldog move. That was a five-pointer, and now Blake Lawless trails 8-3. That was all in the last 10 seconds of that third period.
I like that term you used, bulldog.
Bulldog for the Ottumwa Bulldogs. Well, I don't know what else you call it, or a bull rush, a bulldog.
No, that's good then. Bulldog,
here's
bulldog. I like it.
Attempt here on a reversal. Got up, spun right around. Blake starting in the down position to begin this third and final period, trailing by five.
Nickel's got the leg now. It's like a single leg for Nickel, but he's still got the control with 1:43 left to go. Blake Laws hoping for a stalemate here to get a restart, and that's what we're going to have.
We'll kind of give you an update. Looks like Bradley Irwin is going to face Dustin Reed, undefeated Dustin Reed, 49-0 from Bellevue at 132 pounds. Your finals in 138 is Spencer Ray of Creston. He's going to go against Brady Jennings, his dad is the coach of Osage. So Ray against Jennings at 138 pounds, and we already said that Thompson of
stand up, switch by Blake Laws. He's got a reversal. That makes the narrow gap of 3 points, 8-5 with 1:30 to go. Now Blake Laws trying to work a cradle. Now he puts the leg in on right side, going to try to work a tilt. A three-point tilt would tie this thing, folks. We've got plenty of time left. 80 ticks left on this clock at 1:45. Blake Laws competing here against Nickel from Charles City. Now Laws with crossbody right in on the right-hand side. He's going to try to work that tilt again. He's going to try a nice job posting the arm there by Nickel. I don't think that's going to work for Blake right here. Really good job posting out there by Nickel, and we're going to have a stalemate. And with 57 seconds to go, let's see if the coaches want to cut him. And
that's what they're going to do.
Yep, they're going to cut him. So we're going to start in the neutral position. A four-point deficit now for Lawless, and we've got blood time on Nickel. So blood time starting. Four Nickel, 57 seconds remain here at 145 pounds.
Southern Iowa Technology text line. Miss Jordan says, go Blue Demons, roll Demons. The Bradleys from Georgetown checking in, saying, let's go Blue.
Blake gets a drink of water from Dakota Poe. Slater Poe over there in his corner with him. Poe boy's over there talking to Blake. He's got his headgear off. He's listening. Now he's responding back to them.
Belzer Equipment bringing you this contest.
We want to thank all of our great sponsors here on 96.7 as we see Blake Lawless staying loose while they work on the blood that came from his opponent, Jake Nickel from Charles City.
Also want to thank Hy-Vee of Albia, Leffler Dirt Work, Bluff Creek Archery, and tomorrow the archery contest going on in Albia. Need a new bow and some
how about Bob Sennett there at Sennett Pierce Bacher Funeral Home got some expansion plans. Bobby's going to be moving out south on Highway 5 here one of these days.
Well, good for him. He's good.
All right, Blake Loss on his feet now. He tries an underhook. He's going to try a big move there, but his opponent very wary, getting these hips low and backing out, and he's got several stall calls to give. And with 45 seconds to go, it's a throw attempt there by Blake. He gets behind.
He gets a takedown, though. He gets it right
up. Cuts him right away. So that was a 7-9 deficit, and now it's 7-10. 7-10, a three-point deficit with 37 seconds to go. Loss gets back to the center of the mat on his feet. Cat quick, Blake Loss. Now he's got the underhook again. His opponent, Nickel, had a five-point move at the end of the second period, and that is a big difference in this match.
Now Loss. Seconds and counting.
Loss gets snapped down there by Nickel, and we got 20 seconds to go, and Loss is on his knees, needs to get back up, get his hips under him, and we're off the mat with 16 seconds to go. Blake Loss, what do you got in you right here? 16 seconds to go. He is going to give it his all. We're back underway. Wrestlers on their feet. A three-point deficit for Blake Loss. He's trying to set up a throw. He's got 9 seconds to go. His opponent is backing out. Now Loss tries the throw and goes down to the mat and cannot get the takedown. He will be taken down, and the final score is going to be 12-7.
One move at the end of that second period. Final 10 seconds.
In 10 seconds. Blake did a great job to stay off of his back. Give the Nickel kid credit. He had a sense of balance there, and he powered Blake Loss to his back. But Blake's going to be a medalist. There's no question about it.
A month and a half ago, Blake was at 160. He's now 145, and he is going to be standing on the podium come pitcher time.
Mm-hmm. Tough loss there for Blake Lawless. I want to congratulate Blake, though, on a great Saturday. This was a great Friday. A great Friday for Blake Lawless.
Hoping to have a great Saturday as well. He'll be on the mats tomorrow and a chance to finish as high as seventh place.
All right. What do we got next, folks?
Well, first of all, we got Chase Schultz of Creston, who just wins to get himself into the finals. He's a sophomore, got second place last year. And I guess the correlation with him is me and his dad went to school together. So his dad was from Centerville, undefeated on the year. And I guess if you've been following the state wrestling tournament and you know what happened to Creston with the Taylor Pett of the 170 pounds, how can you not root for Creston? I would really love to see Creston find a way to win the
Southern Iowa program.
Yep.
Tremendous program. We're always competing with them, and they got great athletes. You can't help but respect their wrestling program.
Well, I don't want to take anything away from Minneapolis. They got a great program, too, but, you know, I guess I've been down that road. I had 2 years ago, I had a kid that quit breathing on the mat. And, you know, to find out that it happened up here with Taylor Pettit, it's a scary situation, But that's when your team comes together and, you know, hopefully all these guys say, man, you know what, I'm doing it for Taylor. And well, Daryl Frayne's a great coach. He's got a great staff. Great program.
Well, they do it the right way down in Creston, no doubt about it.
Well, we're moving right up.
They do it better than track wrestling.
This is fast action here because we've eliminated half of the wrestlers from each of the weight classes. So it's moving along very, very quickly. We're already up to, we've got 182-pound semifinal
match. Julio Sanchez on the mat for Grinnell. Taking on Brett Lamers. Matt is on mat number three.
Old Julio. My son Hugh wrestled him last year.
Palace family checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, cheering on the Blue Demons from home. We're going to let's take a break and come right back here. Carter Isley is going to come up at 220 pounds. Brock the Rock Cavanaugh going to come up at 285, and we'll get back and update you in all these semifinal contests when we come back here. You're listening to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Let our doctors of pharmacy take care of all your pharmaceutical needs, including immunizations, prescriptions, medication management therapy, and over-the-counter advice. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
We plan for so many things in life. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, weddings, all the special events in our life. There's one event we tend to overlook, our final farewell. Why not take the pain of this burden away from your loved ones? Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Homes.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, Wells Fargo Arena. High by the mats, high fidelity. On your sports leader, KIIC, as we roll along. Day number two nearly in the books here as we're moving through the two-way semifinals and third-round consolations. 1A action will come your way here in about a half an hour as the 1A semifinals and their third-round consolations as we set up tomorrow night's finals. If you're just joining us, Tristan Clark, PCM, has made his way to the finals tomorrow night. And Bradley Irwin from Centerville, an impressive win. And he will look to get a championship tomorrow night when there are only three mats on this arena floor. He'll join Clark along with DeYoung of Oskaloosa, who made it in 3A. So we're going to have three wrestlers already in the championship looking to get Carter Isley at 220.
Yeah, we got Carter Isley at 220 and Jaron Glosser,
yep.
Class 1A wrestler. He has sure got a chance.
For sure. Julio Sanchez, I did not get that. Julio was on mat number three. And I can't tell if he's still going or not.
Mat number three.
Looks like he still is on the mat. Yep, he's on the mat here.
The Grinnell boy.
Yep.
And he is in
he's
a scoreless
got a chance
tie.
To get through the
They're
finals.
Just going to the second period here. It's scoreless at 182. It's Grinnell's Julio Sanchez. Julio lets his opponent go. That'll be the first point of the match.
Luke Erickson of Minneapolis, 48-8. A junior taking on Dylan Meister. And that is a third-round consolation at 170 pounds, and no score there with 33 seconds to go in the opening period.
Brent Lammers, a 36-0 senior from West Delaware, is Julio Sanchez from Grinnell's opponent. Sanchez on his feet now, trailing 1-0. It's Lammers in on a single leg.
Go, Carter, Iceman Isley.
Oh, and there's a big family. Hip toss there by Lammers. And Lammers has got Julio Sanchez on his back. Does not get the back points, though. Rolled right through it, but it is a takedown. 3-0, the deficit for Julio Sanchez from Grinnell here at 182 pounds. It's a semifinal match.
We're going to be moving to 195. Brad Scoobel of Washington. We'll keep an eye out for that. And Carter Isley at 220 pounds, Albia fans. He's knocking on the door to get his opportunity to get back to the finals tomorrow night. Rebecca Parks and Jaden DeBoos.
With 1 minute to go at 182 pounds, it is Julio Sanchez trailing 3-0, and there's blood timeout on his opponent from West Delaware, Manchester. That's Brent Lammers.
Stephen Holloway on the mat here for Minneapolis at the 195 finals. Taking on Isaac Schedenhelm.
Schedenhelm
of Denver AAA.
And there is no score there. Just underway, 147 on that first period clock. That's a 195-pound match.
170-pound Tucker Morrison of Columbus Community taking on Vic Malloy of Williamsburg. No score there. 148 to go, second period.
That real quick update here on the team scores here in 2A. Union still leads 76 points. Creston, Orient, Maxburg running up a close second with 71. Crestwood, 58. Clear Lake, 50. Tied with Mediapolis.
Mediapolis there tied with Clear Lake with 50 points. You got Centerville right in there with 21 points. And the Albia Blue Demons hoping for a Carter Isley win to move up from their current 21 placing with 18 points.
That is impressive, though. Bradley Irwin single-handedly has brought Centerville in the top 20.
Yeah, that's right.
For sure, for sure. And there'll be a whole bunch of Southern Iowa fans rooting on Bradley Irwin tomorrow
night. There's
a
big gap in points between the getting to the semifinals and getting to the finals. How much is that, Coach Cochran? Is it 11?
All right, let me think in my head here real quick. Basically, if you're in the quarterfinals, you still haven't got the only best thing you're going to do is get those seventh and eighth place points. So you're going to basically go from one. I think if you get advance from the semifinals to the finals, the worst you can get sixth. Sixth is 3 points. Second is 12, so you get 9. You get your 2 advancements, so it's 11. 11 points is what you get from advancing from the semifinals to the finals. 11. Now, if you win by a bonus, so a major decision is 1. A Tech Falls 1.5 and a pin is 2.
But there's 11
so
more for winning in this round.
You could get up to 13. And that's where this team race is really going to change.
Yep. All right. Stephen Holloway is in a scoreless tie down here at 195 pounds. There's blood timeout on that mat, too. Over here, Julio Sanchez from Grinnell. He scores an escape to close out the second period. And he'll start the third period in the down position, trailing 3-1. Tries to stand up there, and he's tripped out of bounds all the way onto the adjacent mat as Stephen Holloway, right next door, takes his opponent, Schneidenhelm, into the cheer squad. So breaking the action on both of those semifinal matches that we're calling for you here on 96.7. Great afternoon of wrestling here, and want to say for sure to thank Mike Gray there at Albia Motors. Been doing the cooking at the KC Hall, and we've got a head into a table, and that is Schneidenhelm's head.
Ouch.
And Schneidenhelm is actually under the table. Man, I wish I had a camera to take a photograph of that. That would be the front page of the Des Moines Register and maybe ESPN Magazine. That was pretty cool.
The table didn't move.
No, Holloway in on a single leg. He trips him, and there is no doubt about that one. He takes Schneidenhelm down and dumps him to his rump. 2-0.
Stephen Holloway, is he where is he going?
I heard you and I. Is it you and I?
I have no idea.
I know that his teammate is going to Iowa, Erickson. And where's Thompson going? He's going to you and I.
He's going to you and I.
A huge class.
Absolutely, they do. Update everybody. Hey, I got to give a shout out to my brother. He said he's traveling on the road. I don't know. You know, my nephew wrestles for the University of Missouri, so yep. I don't know if he's coming back from a Missouri event or coming home from work or whatever the case
may
be.
Number 2 dual team in the country.
Number 2
Missouri.
Dual team. He's doing well, but 145 pounds in Class 2A. We're going to have Thompson, of course, and he's going to go against Caleb Coleman of Bondurant Farrar, who we're familiar with. 152 pounds. Garrett Jay of Grinnell got beat by Tristan Johnson of Osage. So Johnson's going to face Chase Straw of Independence, who made quick work of his opponent at 152 pounds. And definitely Straw is the advantage in that one. 160, Chase Schultz, we talked about from Creston Orient Maxburg. I went to school with his dad way back like in third grade. He's going to go against Johnston, Zach Johnston of ADM in the finals, 160 pounds. 170 pounds is going to be Union, and this is why they're up. Jacob Holslag of Union, 53-0 on the year, is going to take on Nick Ballmer of NFV. Not sure what NFV is, but 43-3 junior as we are on the 182-pound matches.
It'll be Lammers from West Delaware Manchester advancing over Julio Sanchez to the championship by the slimmest of margins, 3-2. And his opponent will be either Riley Haskin or Joe Teg. Haskin from Wallert Dubuque and Teg from Algona. Teg on top in that match in the second period, 2-0.
Well, now we're going to find out whether we're going to have a district rematch. Stephen Holloway is leading 2-0 over Schneidenhelm. of Denver Tripola, and Scoobal of Washington has taken the mat on mat number six, and he's taking on Seth Maitland of Creston Orient Maxburg. So I have a good feeling that we may have a district rematch at 195 pounds.
Wouldn't that be something? We saw that last year from the same district when Stephen Holloway went up against Carter Isley in the championship. Holloway, of course, getting the best of that one in one of the most exciting matches of the Saturday night finals. Holloway on his feet right now. He's got Schneidenhelm from Denver Tripoli down 2-0. The wrestlers are on their feet in the second period. Here we go with Scoobal. He's in the first period on his feet. Scoobal is up against Seth Maiden from Creston. Maiden, Creston, Scoobal, Washington. Now we're off the mat. Both matches are off the mat. And it looks like we've got blood timeout on Stephen Holloway. So that's a 195-pound match. We've got Brad Scoobal at 195 pounds. Both of the district finalists from Fairfield on their feet in the semifinals at 195 pounds. And we're going to have Carter Isley taking the mat. And here we go, Carter Isley on the mat.
Here we are. Here's what Coach Winger had to say about Carter Isley and what it takes to get the job done here at 220.
Carter Isley just has to go out and do the things that he's been doing all year as well. Dictate the pace is what we're looking for with Carter.
That is, we're having a conversation right down there with the coaches.
And here's the whistle, and Carter's on his feet. He's got a Creston opponent as well, Carter Isley. They're working around there.
Well, they were having some kind of conversation, the officials and the coaches, and I see Nick shouting out across the way, so I have no idea what's going on down there at Matt's side.
Well, Carter Isley has gone through the first 29 seconds of this 220-pound match, and they have got the action stopped with no score. It's 1:31 on the clock, and I think it. I don't know what the problem is, unless it might be something technical again. They're not working on either wrestler.
They're calling in a third official.
They're not working. They've got no score indicated. Yeah. I did not see anything awry. Headgear broken for Creston.
All right.
Well, you got to have a headgear to wrestle in high school in Iowa, whether you're wrestling in the semifinals or at the local high school invitational.
Kevin McCam on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line says, let's go, Carter. Kevin, I'll be a wrestler.
So my brother just texted me back, and yeah, I guess the national duels are in Iowa City tomorrow. Yeah. And so he's on his way home from Michigan. He travels all over for work or whatever. On his way home from Michigan, I'm assuming, I don't even know if he's going to come home, but you just stop in Iowa City because Missouri's coming up, coming up for the national duels, and see if they can't find a way to win that national duel title.
And your nephew, tell everybody.
165 pounds.
We're still waiting.
He had to cut down, didn't he?
Mike, yeah. He started 174, and then Willie Miklas, who is from Southeast Polk, started 197. He went down from 97 down to 84. And then the 84-pounder, Ebel went from 84, Edel, I think is what it is, went from 84 down to 74. So Mike said, well, I'm going to go from 74 down to 65, which just makes them stronger as a team, as a whole. But Missouri's looking pretty good.
They're good.
Well, they're working on the adjustment on Caden Hewlett's headgear. They still have a stop in the action at 220 pounds, and we'll catch you up with that action. 29 seconds gone in the first period. 29 seconds gone, and there is no score. Caden Hewlett is a sophomore from Creston Orient Maxburg at 220 pounds. He's going up against undefeated and top-ranked Carter Isley from Albia, 46-0 on the season, a junior.
Bryce Lunsford on the mat here at also in two-way action in the third-round consolation. He's taking on Trenton Wells. Lunsford of Fairfield taking on Wells.
Central Decatur, another Southern Iowa.
Yep. And some blood timeout here, 5-2. Wells with the lead over Lunsford of Fairfield. Let's get back to Carter, the Iceman Isley. They meet back at the center of the mat, and here we go at 220. The winner goes to the finals.
They're on their feet now. Counting down through 90 seconds left in the first period at 220 pounds. Carter Isley, the Albia Blue Demon, tied up with Caden Hewlett from Creston. Hewlett, cagey looking tall, lanky fella. Carter Isley, very cut, ripped 220-pounder, working on inside position with a collar tie.
These Carter are two Isley. Wrestlers that have met already early on the year. Carter getting the win.
There's a single shot in there by Carter Isley.
Wow.
He gets behind. And really a powerful move there by Carter Isley. He's getting up now, and he gives up that single leg, but does duck behind. No point awarded yet. Carter's going to elevate him and try to take him down to the mat.
He is so physical, Joe. Watching him out there, the fact he got that single leg earlier,
there's the two-point takedown for Carter Isley. He just bear hugged him, lifted him up, and took him down. And Carter Isley, I want to say something about that single leg takedown. He got a little bit out of position on that, and he was so strong that even though he was stretched out a little bit, he was able to keep his legs pumping, get his hips underneath of him, got the single leg in, elevated, and got the takedown eventually. 30 seconds left, first period action. Isley is covering Caden Hewlett from Creston. Looks like he's going to try to work a pinning combination. He's got the chicken wing in on the left side, tries to bar the arm on the right. He's back on the hip still, but he's got the chicken wing in on the left side, trying to get that arm barred. Good job with a two-on-one by Hewlett. Tries to wipe off that arm bar. Now, still on the hips. Can't see over there on the left side now with the angle that we're on, but I think he's still got that chicken wing.
He's got that in, but he just going to run out of time here in this first period. But a 2-0 lead. Carter, the Iceman Isley for Albion, trying to get to the finals.
Got Brad Scoobel here on mat number six going against Seth Maitland. And Scoobel gets the escape to take the lead 4-3 with 1 minute remaining in the third period.
And that's a semifinal match as well for another Southern Iowa wrestler.
And here we got Carter Isley starting the second period in the neutral position against his opponent from Creston, Caden Hewlett. Wrestlers are on their feet.
The second period brought to you by Dewey Motor Company, Tharp Funeral Home, and Quality Ag.
All right, here we go, Carter Isley. He's got a collar tie with Hewlett. We'll keep you guys updated on those other Southern Iowa matches. But right now, it's Carter Isley on his feet with a two-point lead. 1:30 to go in the second period at 220 pounds, semifinal action. Carter Isley working another collar tie. He had a real nifty single leg shot in there on the right side. And Hewlett is not offering that leg now. He's keeping that leg back.
Well, you just know, you're just thinking, I do not want to make a mistake because this man will make me pay for it.
Brad Scoobel with a 4-3 lead. He's being very aggressive at 195. He wants to meet Stephen Holloway in a district rematch at 195. 17 ticks left on the clock in that one. They'll reset it at the center of the mat.
50 seconds and counting here. 2-0. Carter Isley, second period with the lead.
Couple of Creston wrestlers out there right now, 195 and 220 respectively. And it's Brad Scoobel from Washington with 4 seconds left, has a one-point lead.
That'll be another Southern Iowa wrestler if he can get it done. 3 seconds to go there. But Carter Isley drops down, single leg.
He's got it
elevates
there.
He's going to get the leg elevated. Drops over.
Going to try the trip. A whizzer right now by Caden Hewlett is a good one. But Isley, too much power. Good job by Hewlett, whizzing it out of bounds. And that looked like a certain takedown for Carter Isley. Give the credit to Hewlett.
And Brad Scoobel.
District rematch.
Will get the win. At 195, we have a district rematch as Brad Scoobel of Washington gets the win.
Here we go, Carter Isley, 7 seconds to go with a two-point lead at 220 pounds. A shot in there by Hewlett, and Isley with a bear hug runs out of time. He'll go to the third and final period of this semifinal 220-pound match. The score, 2-0, Isley on top. All right, Preston's Caden Hewlett wants to take the neutral position. We've started all three of these periods on our feet. Carter Isley tied up now with a collar tie on Caden Hewlett. Hewlett not offering that single leg again. He's got his legs back, just leaning in, just daring Carter Isley to try a throw. Carter much too wary with a two-point lead to do anything silly here at 220 pounds. Very experienced Carter Isley, 46 wins on the season. Hewlett now with a collar tie, tries to get an underhook. He's working that underhook on the left side, tries to underhook the right side as well. Isley keeps the pressure on and backs out. Now a collar tie again for Isley. There's a snap down attempt by Hewlett. Hewlett tries to shuck by. Isley gets separation.
1:17 to go, third period. Isley with the lead here, and they'll go off the edge of the mat. Hewlett brought a little extra something.
Carter slowed down a little bit here. He's not bringing the action the way that he was in the first period. There's a minute to go. He's got the two-point lead. Carter Isley out there on the mat. There's hand control by Hewlett. Hewlett still wrestling hard against Carter Isley. Now Carter leaning in. Front headlock here. Attempt by Carter Isley. Boy, they're just pummeling. And Carter very cautious right now. very cautious here, but he's got hand control. He's got that hand control on the right wrist of Hewlett. Now a switch, snap down attempt. A little snap down there by Carter. Hewlett backs out of that. We've got 38 seconds left in this match. We've got Brock Kavnis is going to be taking the mat here momentarily at 285. We'll bring you that match, Knoxville fans.
Brock the Rock on the mat here momentarily. But right now it is all eyes. Carter Isley at 220 to go to the finals.
26 seconds left. At 22 seconds, well, nice Carter in on single leg. And he goes off the mat with 22 seconds to go. Carter Isley has a 2-0 lead over his opponent from Creston. That's Caden Hewlett.
He's got two stalls he can give here.
Well,
I've never in my wildest dream would I dream of Carter Isley ever getting a
stall. Something that's working for Carter right now, even though he is stalling out this match, Hewlett is not taking shots.
No. Nope.
He's trying snap downs.
There's a single
stall.
Leg, but Isley sprawls out, and they'll go off the mat. 3 seconds, Joe Sinclair, for another finals journey for Carter, the Iceman Isley.
And he's got a stall to give, and he's going to give it, and it will be a...
The Iceman.
2-0 score. And here we go. Got no rest for worry. Hey, Albia fans, your Carter Isley is in the finals. He wins by the score of 2-0. Does what it takes. And now we got Brock Kavnis at 285. Just underway. Brock Kavnis just walked out onto the mat. He has got his opponent lined up. It's Gavin Dinsdale from Webster City. Dinsdale with the purple singlet on. Junior, 44-3 on his season. It'll be Brock Kavnis, 43-9, a junior.
What a good showing from that district coming
Absolutely.
Out.
Showing off Southern Iowa wrestling.
It seems like almost every year, you wherever our district is, you have a district final, which ends up being a state final.
We're going to have one.
We got one.
And here we go. Brock Kavnis. He gets his head snapped down by Dinsdale, and Dinsdale spins behind, and with 30 seconds left in the first period, give the opening score to Dinsdale from Webster City. It's a 2-0 score there. And, Brock Kavnis looked good on his feet right there, but just a real quick move there by Gavin Dinsdale. And he's a similar body type to Brock Kavnis. I don't think he's a full 285
nope.
pounds. He'd probably scratch up there. What do you think, Coach Cochran, about 250 or so?
I don't even know if he's 250.
All right, now we're out of time in the first period. We'll go to the second, and it'll be Brock Kavnis.
Well, Brock might be matched here in terms of quickness, which is not something you find at 285.
Well, that was a quick little snap down, and Kavnis will cover Dinsdale to start this second period. Quick stand-up switch by Dinsdale, and this Dinsdale kid's fast.
Well, just kind of update us on trying to get to these finals. 182 pounds, you've got Brent Lommers, undefeated senior, 36-0 on the year, going against Joe Teague from Algona, 39-1 senior. And then we already talked about the district rematch, 195, Stephen Holloway versus Brad Scoobel of Washington, which should be a barn burner match. Carter Isley at 220 pounds in the finals. We're still waiting to see who he's going to wrestle. It's either going to be Kendrick Sutkin, who is leading his match right now by a score of 3-1 over Travis Vanderstreek, Vanderstreek of Central Lyon, a senior. In the third period, minute 30 left, that match is still undetermined.
Here at 285, Brock the Rock, Kavnis, trailing by four here after a reversal, taking down the first period, then a reversal here to begin the second period. 1 minute to go, being ridden hard here at 285. Brock has had some amazing wins here at Wells Fargo.
Kind of coming to a close at this 2A session. We're going to get ready and come right back into the 1A here. What are they, sir? 845.
You better be ready to go.
Session here,
no rest for the wicked
here. Brock Kavnis is on the bottom, and a nice chicken wing there by Dinsdale. And Dinsdale turns Brock over. He gets a quick 2 points, and it was a quick one because Brock Kavnis rolled right through it and gets to his feet. And it's 6-1 now, and that was a cat quick two count. Not a 1-2. It was a 1-2.
Well, the one thing we talked about earlier, Joe, when we was heading out here, is that, you know what, half of the wrestlers are eliminated. So at this point, anybody that's wrestling, they're going to be standing up here tomorrow night. So Brett Kavanaugh is trying to find a way to finish in the top six, if not the top four. But the loser of this match, still on the podium, going for seventh and eighth place.
Well, Brock Kavnis finds himself in a deficit of 5 points. He trails 6-1 going to this third and final period. He's going to take the neutral position. his opponent, Dinsdale, on his knees, wrestling like a KG 100 six-pounder. Look at that, Kevin Cochran. He's down on one knee, scooting around.
You
just
don't
like,
see that.
You don't see that at 285 pounds. This is this guy looks like
Jaron
Glosser.
But he's not a big heavyweight either. You know, he looks about 230, 240 right now. He's about the same as Kavanaugh.
I tell you what, Brock Kavanaugh is...
they're both put together pretty well.
I tell you, the two quickest 285-pounders are out there
now. On the mat right now.
Yeah, and they are neither one anywhere near 285 pounds. But that was cool to see a 250-pound man wrestling like Jaron Glosser.
We got Travis Appel. We're going to go down to him just momentarily. TZ's down in the... And the tunnel, he's going to have an interview for us here in just a second. We'll go to UTZ. Right now, final 118 here for Brock the Rock, Kavanaugh, and Knoxville trying to come back here, trailing 6-1. We're at 285 pounds. You 1A fans, stay right here. You are on deck.
Brock Kavanaugh has got a minute left in this consolation match. He's behind 6-1. He's your Knoxville Panther. Knoxville's got a great bunch of sponsors here, including Pete Harkness, Lockridge Lumber, and DeVore Homes in Knoxville. Brock Kavanaugh with 49 seconds to go now. He's on his feet against Dinsmore from Webster City. Gavin Dinsdale. Gavin's Dinsdale had a two-point takedown, a two-point reversal, and a two-point near fall. That's his 6 points. Brock Kavanaugh, at the conclusion of the second period, got an escape. Now Brock Kavanaugh trying to find an answer with 33 seconds to go. He's on his feet. And look at that, Gavin Dinsdale. Down on one knee again. Look at that. You don't see 285-pounders wrestling like that.
No,
I wonder if Brock right now couldn't do a bull rush maneuver.
That's about what he's got left here, because you're down to your final 15 seconds. You trail by five. You got to have a big five-point move here.
Try to get low and tackle him like a linebacker. What position did he play in football? Let us know if you're a Knoxville Panther fan, but we're running out of time. 6 seconds
Five,
to go,
four.
And Brock Kavanaugh is trying to get contact here now, but it's over 6-1.
You know, I noticed Brock is favoring that left arm, you guys. If you remember in that last contest he won, Brock, such a nice young man, very sportsmanlike, shook the hand of his opponent with intent. You know, sometimes you see those guys, they'll slap hands, but Brock showing his sportsmanship there. But I noticed he was favoring his left
shoulder.
Yeah,
it looked like he was carrying it a little bit, and that is unfortunate.
But Brock the Rock Kavanaugh will still stand on that podium. We'll have him wrestling tomorrow morning. These wrestlers will come back here, and they'll wrestle out their placement.
All right, well, we're winding up this Class 2A semifinals. And we've got them all in the books except for the final 285-pound spot. And
we're going to run down to TZ here in a
second. I didn't see who won that 220-pound match. I'm trying to get on track. Track still doesn't have it updated as far as who Isley's going to be wrestling. And then we'll try to bring you the heavyweight finals as soon as they come to a close.
Well, Brock the Rock Kavanaugh, here it is from one of our tremendous listeners from Knoxville. He plays a tackle on offense. I can see that.
I'd like to run behind him. Absolutely.
I'd feel real safe.
Absolutely.
I'd sign up for quarterback on that team.
Well, Brock the Rock Kavanaugh will wrestle again tomorrow, Knoxville fans, and he'll wrestle for a placement. Travis Appel, you had a chance to witness Carter Isley coming off the mat there, buddy. He is always very businesslike, but I'm sure he had a little extra smile on his face. Yes, he did, Jason. He really did. That's my best Travis Avedon voice.
Hey, we got Gabriel Rangel from Davenport Assumption out there on the mat. He's the final matchup here in the semis.
Hey, we do
He's
have
up against Mario Pena from Hampton Dumont.
I do have Carter Isley is going to be taking on Kendrick Sumpkin from Hampton Dumont, 32-3 senior. He won his semifinal. Actually, he ended up getting the fall. In 448, so yeah, 33-3 senior. Kendrick Sunken is going to be taking on Carter Isley.
Well, it will be a brawl tomorrow night. We have got several Southern Iowa wrestlers into the finals.
We are in the second overtime period here with this 285-pound semifinal featuring Assumption's Gabriel Rangel and Hampton Dumont's Mario Pena. So Pena was the kid that took Brock out in the last round. And that Rangel kid gets the escape, and that makes the score 4-3. So Rangel gets out, 4-3 the score there. Excuse me, that's Mario Pena gets the escape. That's Mario Pena. You got to look at the leg bands, not the singlets.
Well, I've had some people asking, they're like, how do you guys do it all day? I mean, we've been here since 9 a.m., and then there's really no break. You know, there's no break, and if you seen the our kitchen on Facebook, you know, we've lived on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches today. We got bread from Panera Bread, and we got peanut butter and jelly. Joe brought in a big bag of popcorn. So we got popcorn, we got peanut butter and jelly, and we got Smart Waters and Diet Cokes. That's how we do it.
We just keep taking breaths.
We work our way through it. We work our way through it.
We're the Ironmen of broadcasting.
Well,
All of our peers are gone.
We've got 10 seconds left in a match that's tied up 4-4 in the third overtime period. So this is going to be our last match at 2A tonight, folks. And they will not start the 1A matches until this match is completed. So this is extending your coverage, extending your enjoyment of tonight's wrestling here on 96.7 KIIC. So we go to the final overtime period. Gabriel Rangel will cover Mario Pena. Whoever gets, here's how it works in the last overtime period. Rangel's covering. So if he rides him out for 30 seconds, he wins. If Pena gets loose, he wins. So Rangel hanging on, puts a crossbody ride in there. And Rangel's got him a little bit high. Rangel's got him a little bit high with 22 seconds to go. Now Rangel tries to get a leg in, and it's an escape for Mario Pena. And Mario Pena does the old, I got my belt on, I think it's that you got your belt on maneuver, or I'm getting my belt on maneuver, and he will be the other 285-pound finalist.
Well, he's going to be.